Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible. Well, I lost my words. I stopped to think. You see, when you stop to think, you're dead. Fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. There you go. See, that was great. Oh, you boy, that little monkey mind gets in the way, and that is that's by no accident that I used that phrase, because I just got word from my daughter that she got bitten by a monkey in Bali. So she's all like freaked out. What do I do? And the drama never ends, you know? Oh gosh, I should watch my words. I don't want to ever say that, do I? There's no drama. We're handling everything in the moment. I've got to call into the doctor. All is well. She has no fever. I'm sure she's fine. And according to the people at the monkey place, there's never been a case of rabies in Bali. So anyway, you have two choices at this point. You freak out or you take steps to handle it. So that's what we're doing. All right, guys. Woohoo! The predictions webinar this Wednesday. You want to be there, that's all I can say. We called all the election stuff last time. I got some interesting information for you here. They said that there will be more information around money, but in regards to money and the world, all energy and all dimensions will finally accept their self-creation in 2020. It's already started, but just kind of take a moment to take that in. All energy in all dimensions will accept their self-creation around money. Now, money, what is money? Because we don't even know if they have money on other planes, but money is the exchange of energy in creation. That's what it represents. If I give you this, you'll give me that, right? So there's an agreement in place when we use money. And they're saying that all energy in all dimensions will finally accept their own self-creation in the exchange of energy and creation. That's pretty majorly huge. Okay. Regarding to the whole thing they gave us last week, that something major was going down and they couldn't in politics, but the consciousness was going to be creating a lot about which way this goes and everything. It hasn't happened yet. It is literally in the process of learning that it needs to take responsibility in the exchange of energy. So they want to remind everybody that hate and judgment equals attracting hate and judgment. So anytime you say, oh, I hate him, you're creating more hate coming towards you. Anytime you keep saying, I'm still judging her for what she did, you're creating more judgment coming to you. So I'm thinking we probably know enough now of doing this work after these years to know that the challenge is stopping us in our tracks, ourselves, and saying, that's not a thought I want, because that's only creating that toward me and creating the exchange of that energy more in the world. Okay? Think only on these things, and the biggest thing is love. It's going to be a really, really powerfully interesting night on Wednesday. And yes, you will be able to ask personal questions also. But you know, as we do anything, we do everything. And whatever we're creating for ourselves, we're creating for the world, and vice versa. So it's interesting because this information came in right before the show. And what they wanted me to do with you today is work with you on the responsibility of your self-creation and accepting it. So they are suggesting that we do the Ho'oponopono, that I lead you all through that. This all came about, remember, when I started working on someone who has hurt me a lot in the acting business, and why I needed to create that victimness. So you can do this on victimness also, because we all own it to some degree somewhere. Right now, we're going to do it around the responsibility for our self-creation. So just get quiet. Stop doing whatever you're doing, because you're going to appreciate this experience. Drop down into your heart. Open your heart. Go to your love place. And you're speaking this to yourself, so you can put your name in after each one of them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that place in me that has not taken responsibility for my own self-creation. I'm sorry for that place in me that wants to blame someone else or hold someone else responsible for not creating my life the way I want it to be. I'm sorry for having to need that experience in my life. Please forgive me. Forgive me for needing that experience in my life. Forgive me for not taking responsibility for my own self-creation and blaming and using other energy as the reason that I am not moving forward. I love you. I love you for being willing to look at this and embrace it and choose to let it go so that you can be more empowered. Thank you. Thank you for taking the responsibility for my own self-creation. And so it is. Very, very positive. Okay, and I want to be really clear, guys, that the reason that the I Am principle, which is your creative force, the reason it's so important to use it consciously is because any way you define yourself is the reality that you create living in, 100%. So I am the power that creates everything in my life. Positively or negatively, you're it, guys. I am the power that creates everything in my life. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, and my heart is open. So you can do that with any health issue. financial issue, relationship issue, because you're the ones that are creating it, guys. And so we want to move ourselves along. All right. And I think it's really interesting that they gave me this like 2 or 3 days ago, and then they bring in this information that's coming in for the predictions webinar, and it's all interconnecting. Now, that doesn't surprise me, because that's even what happens on this show, right? By the time we get to the end, we see the patterns of how all and each individual energy is coming together and intersecting. So we're absolutely claiming together right now, I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Great, beautiful, fabulous. I can go to the calls. Yeah, all right, hang on to your hats, guys. Robert, give me some good feedback here. What's up, dude?
Hey, I'm having a great time creating, and I'm creating in other areas. I have a question about my night grinding. I wear a night guard, and I'm just wondering why I keep clenching my jaw at night.
Well, what are you tense about?
I know
yes,
that I'm
you
tense
do know.
About my future.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's just stop there, guys, and I want you to see, because Robert's giving us all a really big gift about how we play this stupid game. So I'm creating a lot in my life. I know I'm the creator in my life, but I'm grinding my teeth because I have tension about the future. Now, do you see how those are oxymorons that can't live? You're in purgatory. Then, Robert, because you're saying, I know I'm creating my own life, and I'm going to worry about creating my own life. Are you with me?
I am with you.
Okay. They want me to give you actually even more defined, like, core belief, this page here. Yeah, see, we're back to I can never be God. So you're fighting that because of your religious background. But your religious background is not representing God correctly, are the words that I was just given. And that's what we all have to really challenge, is what is our own individual definition of God? God is everything, right? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
God is everywhere, right?
Yes.
So how can you not be God?
That's something that I've been creating since last we spoke 2 weeks ago, and I've created lots of great conversations with people about, like, a man in the Bible named Balaam who had no religion but was so close to God, even the Jews had to go to him for advice. And so I realize now that I don't picture a man on the throne. I'm creating the visualization that God is in me too. Like, I'm more of a conduit.
Well, guys, if your body dropped away, you would be one with everything. It's only this body thing that makes us think we're different. We're not different. That's all there is all thought and all possibility. That's it. That's everything. That's the all thought, all possibility. So I invite you to expand, not give up anything, but expand your relationship with God into the all of everything, which you are. If we dropped our bodies and left our homes and everything kind of dissolved, we go into the one of everything. That's all there is. We've defined the separation to help us, you know, understand our earthly beingness. But there's no separation, guys. You're God, God's you. Because you're a part of it all. And it's a part of it all. And the all is all there is. So it's just your invitation, Robert. It's just your invitation to move into that lack of control that we have when we sleep and stay in your knowing even when you feel like you have no control. Because ultimately, you always do.
Excellent. That thing that hits home for me.
Okay.
I know I can do this. I'm creating it. I can sense
I am doing this.
It coming together.
I am doing this. And I know.
I am doing this. And I know that it's going to come together.
No,
it's
that
coming
it
together.
Is together.
It's here.
It's not
it's
coming.
Here.
It's not going to come. It is together right now. Because as you define it, that's the reality. So if you keep defining it as, yeah, I'm getting it, instead of, I got it, I understand, it's going to take you longer to move into the knowing that you already have it. Because you all have it right now. Unless you keep saying that you don't.
Okay, this is exactly what I needed. Thank you so much, Dee
Wallace. You are welcome.
The greatest actress in America.
Thank you, Robert. Love you, Annie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Joy, happy holidays. Joy, 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 down in my heart. How are you, sweetheart?
Well, I'm much better now after listening to the beginning of this call because it's about what it's about something that's going on for me. That's got to do with my health and actually about grief. I realized while I was listening, you know, I put my name in 15 minutes before the call, and so I started to do more work about it. And
well, that doesn't surprise us, does it, Joy?
No.
And you're right. Grief is the highest word. And, guys, if you don't handle your grief, and let me – because we talked in the first part of the show about hate. Hate is anger. Anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath all anger is grief or fear. And anger and grief and fear break down the immune system, stress out your immune system. So if you want to be healthy, again, think only on love. So, what are you grieving about, my darling? Joy, are you there?
I'm there. I'm here, and I'm. It's something I've had my whole life. It was over anger, fear, everything. But what it originally is. Oh.
It's okay. We love you. You're supported here in this community. You know that.
Yes, I do.
So let's talk through this. So it originally started what?
It's all I remember. And I don't mean that I've never had a happy minute or anything like that. I don't even pretend that. But
all right. It started with your mom. It's a past life thing that you brought in. Around years of victimness. So that's what I do the Ho'oponopono around, is victimness. Why you need to hold on to the victimness. Because literally the grief, you are in grief about the fact that you keep holding on to, I'm a victim.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Joy, I'm sorry that I need to hold on to this victimness. I'm sorry I have a belief in this victim. And you can say it in any words you want. I'm sorry, forgive me, I love you, thank you. And really talk to yourself in love and help yourself release this, Joy. That's what it's all about, baby.
Yeah.
And in this lifetime, it started with your mom Well, it really started at conception because you picked up energy of her victimness. But the channel wants to remind all of you, you picked the people and the family that you came into because a lot of them represented the very thing you came in to let go of. And they're reminding you of that, but only if you go, okay, I'm the creator of my own life. I created this family. I created these challenges so that I would have an opportunity to choose a different way this time. And then that gives you the empowerment to deal with anything that you've been handed. But if you choose to stay in your victimness, guys, that is the reality you will continue to create for yourself. Do you understand?
Yes. And
okay.
Part of this is I know that I put myself in this because I came down here to help. And there's a lot of victims. And it's like I couldn't let go of it until everybody else does. And I know that's not true.
Well, everybody else can't let go of it till you do. You just had it pass backwards, baby.
See, that's what I thought. And so I can't. Thank you.
You bet. You bet.
I love
you. I love you too, Joy. And you have come so far, baby, with this work. So far. Do this. Please promise me you're going to do this Ho'oponopono around this. And experience
absolutely.
The love and the forgiveness for yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
I do. I will. I promise.
All right. I love you, sweetheart.
Really, it's time. I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
You.
Happy holidays.
I
love you too. All right, Bridget. You got something here to share with the group, it says.
I do. First, it's Dee Wallace's birthday girl. Happy birthday.
Thank you, my love. I had an awesome birthday, and thank you, everybody, for all your chocolate you sent me and your love and your cards. It's just, my heart's just so full of love for you. Wait till you get my little Christmas message I made for you. Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to share, and then I have my question. So, my ankle has good days now, and I still have times where it's difficult.
Is it on your right side?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. You just want to keep saying, I am easily and joyfully walking into my power. I can handle it. These are interesting words. Listen to this. I easily handle the weight of my power. So let's look at that, because that means in other lifetimes you were weighted down by the power that you had. And they're literally showing me, like, I think it's kind of like around Aladdin's time, those costumes, you know, with the harem things and all that. But you were a male and you're on the throne. They're showing it to me very clearly. And you literally put your forehead in your hand. That's how weary you are. You're sitting on the throne with your forehead in your hand. And now they're taking me to a core belief. Hang on. We're like on a roll here. This page here, 16, 17, 18. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So that means the more you step out in your power, Bridget, the more you step out in your power, the more you feel like you have to abandon yourself in some way. Health, relationships, I got to pay in some way for walking into my power, or I've got to pay by everybody else abandoning me. And that's more what it's about, the second one.
I can see that connection with what you just said.
Okay, good.
So here's my share when you're done.
Well, I just want to be clear that you know then No, they don't even want you to use the word weight. See, I am, okay, here are the words. I am lifted up by walking into my power, and the world is lifted up with me.
Oh, gee, that makes me cry. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good. That's beautiful, guys. And that's where we, if we do not accept our power through divine love now, the people who accept power without love have to be able to rise up. That's the balance of power.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your share, baby?
My share is, so I, you know, every morning I try. Yeah, most mornings I remember. Some mornings I fall back asleep, and then I forgot that I didn't set my intention fully for the day. But
it's done
morning
anyway.
I was setting my intention, including the wellness and strength of my body. And then I went, and I send divine love to my ankle. And the awareness came in that I was still holding my ankle as broken.
Yep.
And I went, wow, divine love is going to go there anyway, but it's going to follow broken. It's not going to follow wellness.
You got it.
And then, well, here's the other thing, Dee. The big thing. The big thing is, in other work that I have done, they teach that everything that happens to us is this interactive, all thought, all consciousness, interacting with us in our lives to show us how we've turned away in error, in forgetfulness from the all that is. And as humans, we want to judge the things we don't like as bad and rail against them instead of seeing them as the blessing.
And also seeing them as part of the whole also.
Yes. So it's like seeing the blessing that it's always interacting with us to show us how to be constantly in that flow.
Yes, and in your self-creation. Again, that's why science says you have to hold your focus. Whatever you hold your focus on, you create. The good book says think only on these things because that's what you create. We're all saying the same thing, and I'm really excited about this new program that I'm putting together for you guys because it's bringing together absolutely every part of easy understanding of creation. I've almost got it ready, and hopefully it can launch the first of the year because I think you all are going to get a lot out of it. You can tell from just the conversations we've had so far on the show today that people get it and we're getting it and we have it and we are continuing to understand and apply it consciously 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's all it is. And don't worry, once you've woken up and started to set your intention, it's done. Whether you fall back to sleep, your subconscious got it.
I know.
It
I
knows.
Just go, okay, now I'm going to consciously do it again.
Well, and that's fine, too. That's great, too. But I think the channel is coming through and saying, you know, like, guys, have more fun.
Yeah.
Have more fun with this. Today is a great day, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy, and I'm wealthy, and beautiful, fabulous relationships are all around me, and life is good. Okay, let's go.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart. Thank you for sharing that. And that's a beautiful statement they gave you. All right?
Oh, I know. For all
start,
of us. All
start
of us.
Defining yourself that way, okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Ryan, oh, my God. Ryan sent me this birthday card with a picture. You know, he's a photographer. Of the funniest dinosaur I've ever seen in my life. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Hello. I'm
oh
so glad
God.
You love the card.
I laughed for 5 minutes looking at that. You know, you ought to start making a string of cards, Ryan. And on that one, all I could say, all I thought about was, what do you mean you're 71? To go with that face. Oh, my God. Thank you for that. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Just a couple of quick things. The book that I mentioned last week that I put together for me arrived, and it is so beautiful.
Oh,
so much joy.
Good for you that you celebrated yourself that way. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then another interesting thing this week was my favorite singer passed away, but while listening to her music, I just couldn't feel anything but joy going through her music again. So that just is a testament to how much I've gone through with this work.
It sure is, because even a year ago, they're saying you would have gone to a victim place about it instead of a celebration that she's free, and look at all the work that she left behind that's going to touch people forever, much like they're saying the movie E.T., you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to quickly add, guys, that that's true about all of you. Whether you're the grandma that bakes cookies in the neighborhood, or the guy that files at work, or whatever it is, you are shifting the world by being you and choosing what consciousness you're creating. So we're all changing the world by changing ourselves. We are all leaving a footprint of music behind for people to celebrate or forget. So what's your choice? What do you want? Who do you want to be so that you leave that trail of energy behind for people to follow, right? It's a beautiful thing. Thank you for sharing that, you know, Ryan. I'm intending that all my work, E.T. and all my horror films and all my Hallmark and Lifetime movies, you know, that I take in the truthfulness of my own heart into everything I do. And no matter what genre it is, it's leaving a trail of experience that people have had to experience themselves more in, right? And that's what we're all doing. So know how important you all are, please, in the scheme of things. Anything else, Rye?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's a lot, honey. That's
absolutely
the choice. That's the yin and yang, freedom or victimness, you know, the choice of our perspective, and choice, period, is your freedom. Guys, thanks, Rye. Happy holidays, honey.
All right, you too.
And whoops, I didn't get Ryan off. Well, I can't get Ryan off. There we go. All righty, we're going to Camille in Oregon. Hi, baby.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
Okay, so I'd like some channeled information about my conscious creation of money.
Okay, there's three things right off the bat they want to give you. First of all, you don't like money. So why don't you like it? Well, because you don't have it. But you're not going to get it by not liking it. So you have to, you know you love money when you have it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to claim, I am the frequency of money. You see, that's the second thing. You're trying to bring it in from outside of yourself, guys. You have to know that literally you are the frequency of money itself. And I'll give it to you again. The exercise that I got from two specialists from Harvard in mind-body connection, this is what turned my whole financial life around. You take a big breath into the count of three or four with a smile on your face as you exhale slowly. You go, I am money. and you do that for 10 minutes a day. For you, about a couple of weeks, and you'll start seeing the shift. You'll see it because you'll feel it. And when you feel it, the universe responds. So you got to choose to love money. Being worried about money, stressing about money, is not liking money. And that's going to send it away from you more than it brings it to you. Number two, you've got to know that you literally are the frequency of money. It doesn't come from outside of you. It comes from you being in alignment with it within you. And the third thing we're going to is a core belief. And you all can see already that this is for all of us. This page here. I'll never be good enough. You got that from your mom. Conception, womb, 0 to 5, 0, 1. To around 4 years old, 3, 4, or 5. I'll never be good enough, and you experience that with her around money. So do you know, was she worried about money at that time in your life?
Probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you she was, and you picked it up. And
right.
So that's the way we get our belief systems, guys, either through verbal teaching, which would be like, see, honey, there's never enough money. Mommy told you so.
Right.
Or the way their actions are modeled to us. Oh, here's little Camille looking at mommy when she's 4 years old and she's always worried about money and she's always talking about money. Oh, that must mean there's not enough. See, those are beliefs that weren't even yours that you took on, that you get to have the power to change now, Camille. Are you with me?
Yes.
All right. They want us to balance everything, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around all of this. I love money. I am money itself. And I know I'm always enough. And there's always enough to create the money that I am. And so it is. Got it?
Yes.
All right, baby. Thank you for that. That served everybody. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, Miss Lisa in Chicago. What's up?
Hi, Dee. I had the pleasure of having a one-on-one call with you this past week, and it was phenomenal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa.
And I want to share that one of the things that you instructed me to do was that affirmation and breathing that you had just said. For me, you said I should be saying, I am deserving. And what was so interesting is that word was not coming out. It was just like stopping. I was blanking. And another
yep.
word appeared and kept coming. And I just went with it.
Good.
And I felt the change, and then sometimes it would switch back to deserving, but just letting go, getting rid of the monkey mind, and taking what the universe has given me has really helped. And in addition to sitting and doing that for a few minutes solid, I'm also doing that in the middle of the day when I find that monkey mind or any doubt creeping in, and it gets
yep.
rid of it. And
it's amazing,
so.
Isn't it? And it's so easy, guys, but you have to choose to do it. See, you have to stay conscious enough to do it. And then your energy shifts, and then the world's energy shifts around you.
And that's so true, because positive things are coming in. Things I was waiting on are happening. So
good.
I just wanted to thank you and to share that.
Great, Lisa. Thank you so much. I love, you know, it helps all of us to hear other people who take the information and the knowledge, take action on it, and see the results. It helps all of us to start running that 30-second mile, right, or whatever it was. They're laughing at me now. No, Dee, it wasn't a 30-second mile. All right, thank you, darling, for calling in.
All
so
right,
appreciate
bye.
It. Bye-bye. All right, Ms. Nancy, can you keep it succinct for me and let me know what I can help you with?
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can, baby.
Okay, well, first let me put your heart to rest about your daughter, because I've been in Bali. I know exactly where that monkey area is. There's signs all over that says, do not feed the monkeys, and yet there's banana people selling bananas, so you're encouraged to feed the monkeys. And it just seems like everybody's going to be scratched or bitten, but it's for some reason, like you say, they don't have rabies, so she'll be okay.
Well, when she called me about it, of course, like we usually do, we react, right? And then
right.
I went, no, Deanna. When you're in reaction, you are not creating what you want. So I stopped, and we both did it together. You know, my body handles this easily. Any toxins are released from my body automatically. My body knows how to balance itself and keep itself in the state of health and wellness. Now, am I going to call today and get a hold of the doctor at the infectious disease places? Sure, because I take physical steps. But I don't take physical steps until I've done the work that we know to do, which is to direct myself around what I want, right? But thank
right.
you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Nancy. I appreciate that. Acknowledgement of my knowing is what you just gave me. So what can we do for you, baby?
Okay, well, bottom line, this Ho'oponopono prayer directed at myself, I wrote down, I'm sorry I haven't experienced being good enough to deserve to have money, health, and wealth relationships. I'm sorry I haven't experienced myself as a victor. God is a victor, and I am designed in his image, so sometimes I'm not a victor, but I'm never a victim, or I'm discrediting myself.
Yes, and they want it. Simplify it for you a little bit. You're right on, because they're saying, Nancy, you have all those things, but the word experience is exactly what you should be forgiving yourself for. I'm sorry that I won't give myself the experience of living and having all this. I have it. Now I choose to experience it. It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the other is, I'm sorry I haven't accepted everything as is, or as a neutral issue, rather than judging it as positive or negative experience.
Yes, it just is. It just
mm-hmm.
is, guys. You know, and
is.
Whatever
mm-hmm.
is can and will be shifted with your conscious creation of it. So for
right.
you right now, Nancy, experience of your good, the experience
yeah.
of your good in every area is what you want to accept. Whew. And create.
Yeah, I'm getting
yeah,
loose.
That's
thank
a
thank you.
That's a beautiful thing for you, Nancy. That's beautiful. So focus on that
wow.
this week, okay? Let me know.
Right now. I'm going to focus on it right now for
good.
Forever.
Good. Good, sweetheart.
Okay,
thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks.
You bet. And, guys, don't we all want that? We worked on that 2 or 3 weeks ago even, and Nancy's expanding that out for us. We are commanding and demanding that we literally experience the freedom and the creation of health, wealth, happiness, success, and divine love. So we're calling in the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth around that, bringing in the violet flame, the golden light, and we claim around that, I am divine love. And so it is. That was great. Kirk, you're on. What can I do for you?
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
Did you Did you get the message last night?
Did I get the message last night?
We sent you a birthday greeting from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, where I am right now.
I don't think, who's we?
Genevieve and I.
Oh, via text or what, Kirk?
Text.
Well, I have to I haven't cleared my text from last night yet after I went to bed. So tell me what it is.
We sung you happy birthday in front of a Christmas tree in Doylestown.
Oh, well, I'm going to be looking for that one. You make sure you hit send, and I'll go and look for it as soon as I get off. And thank you for that.
Okay.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how's the art going?
It's going spectacular.
Good. Yeah, it's time,
yeah.
Kirk. It really is time. For you, the words they're giving me is to be ultra successful.
Woohoo!
Yeah, but you have to accept that, right?
I understand.
Okay, that's your focus for 2020. I am ultra successful. Bring it on, baby. All right?
I am ultra successful. Bring it on.
Yeah,
love
right.
To everybody out there. I'm on my way to drop off some more artwork to a gallery in Doylestown. So
beautiful.
Going to make a lot more people happy, including me.
Exactly. Good on you. Thank you, baby. And we are going to miss Lee. Lee, I'm living on those chocolates. Thank you so much. You bad girl. My ass will not love you, but my heart sure does. Oh, you stinker.
Oh, goody. Oh, you're welcome.
You guys know me too well.
Oh,
the way to
God.
D's heart is through chocolate. Chocolate,
that's
sex,
right.
And a good glass of wine. What can we do for you, Lee?
Well, happy birthday to you. Well, you're doing it. That's for sure.
Thank you, baby.
The power, the love, the joy, the choice, what I got from this call and from all the work that just culminates moment to moment in such grandeur is the concept of definition. It all lies in how I decide to define myself.
Bingo. Yep. And how you decide, choose to define yourself is how your world will start showing up in reality for you. So if you say, I'm getting there, that defines yourself as not being there. If you define yourself as, I need to get well, that creates not wellness. It's an oxymoron to say I am well and I am in glorious health when you're challenged with something physical. And while you're taking whatever action steps you need to take, that definition of completion will get you there ever so much faster. I hope everybody's getting this. It's like the core of all the work. I am health. Right? Think of yourself as a noun, not as a verb. I am health. I am steadiness. See, I'm not steady. I'm steadiness, which is what they are working with me on around the essential tremors. I am the frequency of steadiness itself. I am the frequency of money. I am the frequency of wellness. I am the frequency of success. I am those things because I am the everything. So I'm picking the things out of the everything that I want to create me as being, so I am that. right? God said I am that I am. I have to say I'm God in order to experience myself as God, period. All right, Lee, you have any questions around that?
Yes, the question has to do with while we are creating anew, because we are not creating what we have already created in the past. And even though it's unknown because we've never created it before.
Yeah, you have.
It is still through
divine
love.
Yeah, you have created it before. In other lifetimes, we have created everything. Those are the sense
so that's
memories. That's where why you, the more you define what you want, the more you can take yourself into remembering the lifetimes that where you've created it. You will remind the water of you, right? When I studied acting with this amazing man, and I said, well, Charles, I don't know how to play queens. And he leapt up off his feet and he said, that's BSD. You've been everything and done everything and experienced everything in all your lifetimes. You go find that queen. And as soon as I said to myself, okay, there she was. Now, part of that, you see, is, boy, they're taking me in the greatest place here, is that we get a perception of what that has to look like. Well, my queen didn't look like any of the queens in the Disney films, didn't look like Queen Elizabeth's queen, but she was my queen with my queen's power and my queen's choices. But I couldn't find that until I said to myself, yes, I am a queen. And then all the energy in my subconscious and in my beingness opened up and I found her. You know, they're saying, how can you play a hooker if you've never been a hooker? Well, you have been a hooker, Dee. In another life, you've been a hooker, you've been a queen, you've been a guy, you've been gay, you've been bi, you've been everything. Because that's all there is everything. Pick out of the everything what you want, guys. Mm. Yes?
Yes.
Sorry, my Baptist preacher came out there, Lee. Did you get that?
It's a ransom morning for sure. Yeah, I sure did. I want to ask you a big favor.
Uh-oh.
Can you please change the wording of that challenge, physical challenge that you're dealing with? Because I just, every time I hear the word, I get a hit. It's the word that's causing
it to
stick to you.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Oh, this is perfect. Ah, I love it when you guys help me. So, because you see, I have defined, when I use that term, I say I am a person with essential tremors. So, you know, they can dissipate, which they have with the work I've been doing, but I can't ever be a person without them because I've defined myself as having them. Oh my God, this is huge, you guys. I hope you're following this. So whatever physical thing you have, we have to let go of the definition. So what's the highest? Swear to God, these are the words they're giving me. I am free. Not I am free from. I am just free. My body's
free.
My mind's free. My brain is free. Right?
Yes.
All creation is open to me because I'm free to choose now. Oh,
yes.
Lee.
Yes.
I'm bowing
yes.
down to you, baby. I'm bowing down to you. Thank you for that. Beautiful.
My pleasure.
Happy holidays. Woo-hoo! Wow. All right. So everybody, let's come together consciously. What a great thing to claim for the holidays, huh? I am free. I am choosing to know that I am the frequency of freedom in body, mind, and soul, in every subject, in every way. And so it is. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Let's claim it together. I am divine love. I can't believe it's the end of the show, but what a show, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on, own it. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.